This is the second Sunday in Lent. The first lesson is recorded in Jeremiah 26, beginning with the 8th verse. But as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said, "You must die. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate and deserted?" And all the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priest and the prophet said to the officials and all the people, "This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears." Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions, and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city, and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is recorded in Philippians 3, 17, and 4. "Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends." This is the word of the Lord, the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Well, I greet you this morning in the steadfast name of Jesus Christ. How many people have you heard say, I found God. Like he's hiding somewhere and we got to go seek him. It's more like that this happened either during a traumatic event that was happening in their lives or else right after. An event when they suddenly discovered that they needed God. In reality, God has been pursuing them all of their lives. They were just now ready to hear him. Well, that's the wonderful message that we have today from our readings, that God has been, is now, and will always be pursuing you. I mean, think about it. God loves you. He never stops trying to get you to love him. Why? Think about why God created you. Why were you born? Is it just because of some luck of the Irish that, you know, you came into this world and some quirk of fate caused you to be a human being? I don't think so. God created you and me and all human beings so that he could love us, so that we could love him back. He wants a relationship with us, and he pursues us to get us into that relationship. He provides all the blessings, all the good things that happen in our life so that he can help us and so that we will love him because he loves us. And God is persistent in his pursuit of you and me. You know, God's not like us. God's not like us humans. Because, you know, if we go after something or if we go after someone and it doesn't work out, what do? Chances are we're going to bail out, right? We're going to go after something else. You know, especially if we're rebuffed by someone. Oh, you don't want to be my friend? Oh, you don't want to be with me? Well, too bad for you. I'm out of here. That's the way we are. But not God. We know how much he pursues us when we read Holy Scripture. We see him over and over and over again going after his people, Israel. We see him going after other sinners again and again and again when we read Scripture. In our first lesson today from Jeremiah chapter 26, Jeremiah was called by God to warn Judah. Warn Judah about if they kept up their evil ways, their sinful ways, they were going to be in for disaster. Did they listen? No, they didn't. But God kept pursuing them by the way of prophets. He kept sending them prophets, even to the point of them killing the prophets when they came. I mean, we see that today in our lesson. How they wanted to kill the latest messenger, Jeremiah. All throughout the Old Testament, God has been pursuing people that he wants them to turn back to him. You know, he sent prophets. I guess he thought that maybe sending a human being to do it would be better received than he from on high. But then in the New Testament, he became man himself. He became a human, and he continued to pursue us, as we read in our gospel lesson today. Because in that gospel lesson, Jesus talks about how over and over again, and how sorry he has been for the Jews not accepting him, not coming into that close relationship. He said in our lesson, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. How long he's been trying to get people to come back to him. He even died for them. And he died for us too. He has never and will never quit pursuing us. I mean, you know, we know the 23rd song well, don't we? The Lord is my shepherd, right? We know that pretty much by heart. Well, have you ever thought about the 6th verse of that song? It says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. Well, who do you think the goodness and love is? God. He will follow you all the days of your life. He will persistently pursue you. You know, John, in his first letter in chapter 4, he said, we love because he first loved us. And so he caused his holy word to be written down over the centuries so that we could read it, so that we could study it over and over again, so that we could have a guide for our life from the one who made us. An operation manual, if you will. He gives us each other, right? He gives us people to help us, people to console us, to counsel us, to instruct us. He gave us the way to eternal life with Him through the sacrifice of Himself. What more can He do to show that He loves us and that He wants us close to Him? I mean, Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 2, he said, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. This is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. A gift from God, the one who pursues you. What more can he do to show us his love, to ask us to come closer? And really, where would we be if he hadn't continued to pursue us to come closer to him? Where would we be? Would we be here today? Let me make it more personal. Would you be here today if God hadn't have been in your life, maybe using other people to pursue you, to have you come back to Him? Now, in the spirit of confession, I have to say that when I was out of school, when I was out of the house that I grew up in, I went away from God. I went away to pursue things that I thought were more important. But you know, God used my mother, among other people, to pursue me, to continually ask me about church. Am I going to church? What's my relationship with Jesus? You know? I mean, she would send me articles about Jesus. She would send me articles about church. Every time we talked on the phone or in person, she would say, are you going to church? Yeah? What church are you going to? And you might say that she was my personal Jeremiah, right? To warn me about falling away from my faith in God. And I have to say, true confession here, sometimes I was not very nice in return. But as they say, Proverbs say, Proverb 22, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. That's true, because I'm here. God and my mother won. Okay? I'm just sorry that my father and my mother were not on this earth when I was ordained last year. But I know they watched it from above. Well, what about you? What about you? Do you have a personal Jeremiah in your life? Is God still pursuing you to come closer to Him? Is He still asking you to give up your sinful ways and be full, totally and fully devoted to Him? I bet he is. I guarantee he is. You know, sometimes I believe that God allows these traumatic events to come into our life so that we can get down to the point of saying, I found God. Because it's at those times we're focused on His presence. And we know His presence is powerful. His presence is always there. Instead of, you know, us focusing on the lesser things in this life, the things that are not as important. At the times that we are in a low ebb in our lives, then He can cut through the noise of our lives and we can hear Him more clearly. Remember what He said to us in Revelation chapter 3. He said, those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. You see, God is constantly knocking at the door of our hearts. The question is, do we let Him in? I don't know about you, but I am so glad that God has been persistent in His pursuit of me. I'm grateful that He's used other people to go after me and keep His name in front of me, so I had to respond in some way. Because it's easy, as we know, to get lost in this world. You know, as Mark knows, and as he goes throughout the world, that there are many people in this world that still don't know about Jesus. They still don't know about this gift from God given to all humanity. That's why it's so important that he and his group do what they do. That's where God's prophets come in. They not only bring warning about Jesus and falling away from Jesus, but they also bring Jesus to many people for the very first time. Because they're grateful. They're grateful for the gift that God's given them. They want other people to share in the blessing and the gift of knowing and believing in Jesus. Are you one of the grateful people? Are you one who wants God to keep pursuing you? Holding you accountable when you start to get off track? Bringing you back to Him, to love Him, and fulfill your purpose for which He created you? I hope you are. I hope you are. Because then you'll know the true joy of being close to Him. You'll be able to weather the storms that come up in our lives, as you know they will. He'll support you at those times. He'll show you the wonders of His love. It's like David wrote in Psalm 17. David said, I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. You know, that's what I want. And I hope you do too. I want to be the apple of His eye. Wouldn't that be a great way to live? Amen.